farm?
Dwelling house.
Okay, I needed that anyway. And the plural of that, you'd say three or four what?
Dwellings.
Or you said house.
Houses.
Sure, okay. Just pronunciation.
Did you have just one, when you say barn, is that a general purpose thing or is it for special?
Well, now, it used to be for special things. I don't know what they do today. I guess they could probably store different items, all kinds of equipment and all.
All of them used to have a steel barn.
Yeah.
And they call an area around that barn a lot. L-O-T.
Is that the word that you use?
Fenced in, uh-huh. Fenced in for the horses and mules, exercise area for the mules.
And you call it?
The lot.
The lot.
Barn lot.
Barn lot. Did you use that word, the mule barn, that he suggested?
Yes, uh-huh.
You would call it a?
Mule barn.
Yeah, I'm just, since you've heard of it, I just want to get you safe for the record. Would there be a special barn or building for cows?
Sure.
Cow-pen.
Yeah, cow pen.
Cow pen.
Uh-huh.
Would there be a cow barn?
Cow lot. Yeah, cow barn, cow lot.
Okay, where did you keep the horses?
In the mule barn.
That's very beautiful.
No. My daddy didn't like horses. They were too temperamental.
Now what about the word stable?
Same thing. They had stalls in the barn, you know, to put, if one was a little bit rambunctious, they'd put him in the stall.
And
shut him away from the rest of them.
Okay, but you might call it?
A stable.
Stable.
Yeah.
But a stable doesn't suggest an entire building to you?
Not to
place
me.
Place inside a barn?
That's what I would think.
Okay.
All the problem there,
what
I meant,
yeah.
What's that?
People, long time ago, had a lot of hands, you know, farm hands on the place, on the farm, at a commissary. It was a little country store. They'd go there and buy their supplies. And at the end of the year, probably, I would...
Nobody changed hands at the end of the year.
Right. They'd get their supplies, and at the end of the year, then they'd settle up with their landowner.
That's interesting. I don't run into that.
Well, it's not very common around here anymore.
I see. What about the place where you kept your hogs?
Hog pen.
Was that
hog pasture?
Okay. Was that open, or was there kind of shelter to it?
We had shelters in them.
What about one with the concrete floor? Have you ever seen that one
there? Or again?
They just wallered in the mud back then.
Yeah. Does the phrase hog parlor mean anything to you?
Now it does.
What is it?
It's where they have a forward area to keep the hogs now.
And you call it a?
Hog parlor. Parlor.
Okay. What about when people around here cut their hay? If they didn't want to bale it, they might just, you know, pile it up into a big thing out in the field. What would you call that?
Haystack.
Okay. Do you have a word for little piles of hay, kind of raked up in the field?
Windrow.
Yeah, that was what I was there.
Windrow.
What is that?
Windrow.
Right.
It's where they rake it up and then they come along and bale it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, do you ever see a shelter for hay? If you're not going to put the hay in the barn, you might just put it underneath something, maybe have some poles and just a roof where it would be stored.
Yes.
Would that have a name?
Hay shelter, I guess.
Hay shelter.
I imagine.
Okay. All right. What about a farm around here where milk cows would be raised?
It's a dairy.
Do y'all have those in this part of the country?
Not too many.
Do you have a word for the place where people might store their potatoes in the wintertime?
Potato house.
Potato
bank.
Could you describe
that? Put them in the ground.
Right.
Well, you just put them on the ground, pile them up, you know, in sort of a pile, and put pine straw on them, and then cover that with dirt. Put something on the top to keep it from raining in them.
Did y'all have one of those?
Sure did.